اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. Oh Allah, thank you again for the great blessing of the month of Ramadan. And thank you for making the day after an Eid for us and for all Muslimin and for the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. We ask you to grant all of us and all Muslimin worldwide the best of what Muhammad and Alu Muhammad sallallahu alayhim ajma'in asked for and you granted. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. يا رحمن يا الله يا رحيم يا الله يا ملك يا الله يا قدوس يا الله يا سلام يا الله يا مؤمن يا الله يا مهيمن يا الله يا عزيز يا الله يا جبار يا الله يا متكبر يا الله يا خالق يا الله يا بارئ يا الله يا مصور يا الله. يا عالم يا الله يا عظيم يا الله يا عليم يا الله يا كريم يا الله يا حليم يا الله يا حكيم يا الله يا سميع يا الله يا بصير يا الله يا قريب يا الله يا مجيب يا الله يا جواد يا الله يا ماجد يا الله يا ملي يا الله يا وفي يا الله يا مولى يا الله يا قاضي يا الله يا سريع يا الله يا شديد يا الله يا رؤوف يا الله يا رقيب يا الله يا مجيد يا الله يا حفيظ يا الله يا محيط يا الله يا سيد السلام السادات يا الله يا أول يا الله يا آخر يا الله يا ظاهر يا الله يا باطن يا الله يا فاخر يا الله يا قاهر يا الله يا رباه يا الله يا رباه يا الله يا رباه يا الله يا ودود يا الله يا نور يا الله يا رافع يا الله يا مانع يا الله يا دافع يا الله يا فاتح يا الله يا نفاح يا الله يا جليل يا الله يا جميل يا الله يا شهيد يا الله يا شاهد يا الله يا مغيث يا الله يا حبيب يا الله يا فاطر يا الله يا مطهر يا الله يا ملك يا الله يا مقتدر يا الله يا قابض يا الله يا باسط يا الله يا محيي يا الله يا مميت يا الله يا باعث يا الله يا وارث يا الله يا معطي يا الله يا مفضل يا الله يا منعم يا الله يا حق يا الله يا مبين يا الله يا طيب يا الله يا محسن يا الله يا مجمل يا الله يا مبدئ يا الله يا معيد يا الله يا بارئ يا الله يا بديع يا الله يا هادي يا الله يا كافي يا الله يا شافي يا الله يا علي يا الله يا عظيم يا الله يا حنان يا الله يا منان يا الله يا ذا الطول يا الله يا متعالي يا الله يا عدل يا الله يا ذا المعارج يا الله يا صادق يا الله يا صدوق يا الله يا ديان يا الله يا باقي يا يا الله يا واقي يا الله يا ذا الجلال يا الله يا ذا الإكرام يا الله يا محمود يا الله يا معبود يا الله يا صانع يا الله يا معين يا الله يا مكون يا الله يا فعال يا الله يا لطيف يا الله يا غفور يا الله يا شكور يا الله يا نور يا الله يا قدير يا الله يا رباه 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 أسألك أن تصلي على محمد وآل محمد وأن وتمن علي برضاك وتعفو عني بحلمك وتوسع علي من رزقك الحلال الطيب ومن حيث أحتسب ومن حيث لا أحتسب فإني عبدك ليس لي أحد سواك ولا أحد أسأله غيرك يا أرحم الراحمين ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum. I would like to congratulate all the brothers and sisters on the occasion of Eid. And above all, of course, to the Imam of our time, I'm sure he hears this. And from the bottom of all our hearts, I think I can say we would like to say Eid Mubarak to our Imam, Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. And we pray that the best Eidi, or the best gift on the day of Eid, for us would be to be able to see you, Ya Mawlana. And we ask you, I know it's our deficiency, it's my deficiency, and the conditions, but we do ask that, if possible, that this is allowed for us and we get to see the Imam of our time, get to see you, Ya Mawlai, once at least before we leave this world, inshallah. the Eid of Fitr that we celebrate at the end of the month of Ramadan, which is the beginning of the month of Shawwal, the first of the month of Shawwal, is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in a sense, it's icing on the cake. It's already the gift of the month of Ramadan. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after the month of Ramadan is over, then gifts us with the gift of Eid al-Fitr, where we are to remember Him and to enjoy the blessing of eating during the day after the Eid prayer. And the prayer that we are to do, and the gatherings that this year we are unfortunately not able to do in the ways we would otherwise. But that's one of the blessings that we have, that I think, from what I heard, there is an effort to get a bit of that, and we're going to have a drive-through. It's a way of us seeing each other. So in the conditions, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the ability to try to have that blessing as well. What I would like to mention this last night as a reminder for all of us, myself first and foremost, is a saying from Amir al-Mu'mineen regarding Eid, where he said, Eid is the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not disobeyed. That is the day of Eid. Inshallah, Eid al-Fitr is one of those days. Hopefully we are careful of that. But what I would want to remind us all is that the month of Ramadan was a training month to increase our taqwa, increase our ability to comply with God's rulings, get the control of our nafs, not allow the nafs to control us, not allow temptation and desire to dictate when we do things and when we don't. Rather, we control based on what God has said, that desire. We desire when God wants us to, and we don't desire when God doesn't want us to. This is a training ground. It's a training time for the month for taqwa. The month of Ramadan is coming to an end, but an Eid would be an Eid where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not disobeyed, as Amir al-Mu'mineen says. And inshallah, with that, if we continue that and we're able to continue our lives on earth here without disobedience of Allah, not only tomorrow, but every day from that point onwards will be an Eid, as Amir al-Mu'mineen has mentioned. Inshallah, tomorrow we will have the Eid program in the morning. We will have Dua Nudba to remember our 12th Imam and remember his absence, and remember that with him Eid would be different. With his presence, Eid would be a lot more enjoyable, and that we long for his coming. So inshallah, we're going to start with Dua Nudba at 8. Then we're going to have the Takbirat of Eid at 9, shortly, maybe about 4 or 5 minutes, and then we'll do the prayer. Obviously, the prayer of Eid when we are together is congregation, is jama'ah, and we all join together in that prayer. Since we don't have that luxury this year, the way we're going to do that is I'm going to pray here, and that is going to be broadcasted in order for everyone to hear, and perhaps those voices coming together and the timing of the prayer being together can help us. But the intentions should be that this prayer is done furada. This prayer, when it's wajib and the imam is around, that's one of the differences. When the imam is around, when the imam is present, when the imam has established his government, the Eid prayer would be wajib. And when it's wajib, it has to be done in congregation. You can't do it alone. You can't do it furada. But during the occultation, the fatawa are that we can do this by ourselves. It's not like the Jum'ah prayer. So, inshallah, at your house, You all can do it in congregation, meaning we can have a something similar to congregation in that we do it at the same timing, but our intentions are going to be furada. The qunut will have to do, each of us, the dhikr adhkar will have to do, and the intention is going to be that it is furada. Afterwards, again, the khutbah is part of the prayer. We can't have an actual khutbah. However, there is nothing wrong with a few words of reminders for the believers. And so we're going to have a short talk afterwards. And hopefully around 9:30-ish or 9:30-something, 9:40, we should probably be done. And inshallah, the brothers and sisters can enjoy the rest of their Eid morning in their families and amongst themselves. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except from all of us, all the a'mal, all the fasts, all of the ta'at, the worships, the obediences of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we did in the month of Ramadan by the right of the Imam of our time. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the right of the Ahlul Bayt to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us become his true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping his cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and most so our leader. We ask Allah to forgive us all of our sins. We ask him to forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us and all believers worldwide our hajat, our needs, our requests. We ask Allah to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabiya wa alih rahimallah man qara al-fatihata ma'as salawat.